Around 9:30 p.m. on August 9th of 2002, a resident near Oxford, Ohio, called the Butler County Sheriff's Department to report a very strange object in the evening skies.
Bartending Sheriff's Office, Hensley.
Hi, my name is and I live on Wayne Madison Road in Madison Township. This will sound really crazy, and I was going to call you last night, but I'm seeing the same thing again. I'm just wondering if anybody else reported that there's something very strange in the sky. It's in the western part of the sky. My house faces west, and when I looked at this thing with binoculars, it looks, you know how when they shoot off fireworks and there's that starburst with color? That's what it looks like in the sky. My husband says he saw the same thing too, and he goes, well, at least call the sheriff's office, see if anybody else is reporting this. It's not a plane. It's not a planet.
No, nobody's reported it.
And it moves. This is true. You know, if the sheriff is out on Wayne Madison, have him look west in the sky. And he will see this very odd, bright object.
It looks like a burst of light.
When you first look at it, you think, oh, it's a really bright star. But when you look at it with the binoculars, it looks like the umbrella effect when a firework is coming down, when it has all of the bright different colors. I see green on it and red. Very strange.
Do you want to see a deputy?
If they would just, you know, see what they think about what's in the sky.
Okay, we'll send them out to check it out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 5 or 12:45.
Substation 40, go ahead.
Twain, if there's a sighting in the western sky, there's some type of object, and then what it is. Looks like a burst of light. However, when you look at it with the binoculars, that's not what it is. He's requesting you checking the line.
The female complainant, who is later located and interviewed by UFO investigators, said that the unidentified object seemed to head off in a direction of Oxford, Ohio, and the Brookville Lake region. As an officer was dispatched to the location, he also observed the unusual object.
1438-100.
1438-100, go ahead.
It's definitely strange. I can't explain it. I'll be signal 7.
In response to this situation, a police dispatcher with the Oxford City Police Department in Butler County, Ohio, placed a phone call to a sheriff's department in neighboring Indiana, the Franklin County, Indiana Sheriff's Department.
Franklin County Sheriff's Department, this is Raymond.
Yeah, this is Cindy in Oxford City. Have you guys had any reports of anything in the sky, or have you guys gathered anything?
No.
Okay, you guys have your radio stations on, have your guys check it out. We are seeing something in the sky. Something in the sky. But the county's the one that called
us with it. Now, okay. We're trying to track it down. It's low moving. It's out of the halo around it.
It's off to the west. We're trying to figure out what it is. It's an aircraft in trouble. It's an alien. I don't know, but we've got like four officers on this now. They're driving it.
Oh, my God.
One of my officers
called me.
Yeah, I did the same thing, and it went completely out of hand.
Okay.
Bye.
Received a request from Oxford PD, Butler County, reference a unit checking the bath area. In reference to a low flying unidentified object.
Oh dear, we're
back. Peaceful area.
He goes, yeah.
Through later investigation, we were able to determine that police officers and other civilians near Oxford, Ohio, and Brookville, Indiana, observed the unusual aircraft. One observer, an officer with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, observed the object at close range and had a theory as to what it might have been.
Franklin County, Rescue 87.
Rescue
87. Reference to your unidentified flying object. It is going over the treetops at this time in the Mounts Campground. It appears to be a helicopter flying extremely low.
Highway officer, you put it in a
Well, they said it was just barely over the treetops, so I'm
thinking, why would they be so low like that?
Especially this time of night when you can't see the power lines.
Yeah.
I'm at the campground gate. The power lines are like right here, the big power lines.
Right.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Are you sure it was another weapon?
For sure.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, we were thinking maybe it was one of those forestry helicopters that wanted to get a bucket of water to put out a big grass fire here in Burnsville.
Yeah, is that what that is, a grass fire?
Or what, trees, shrubs, whatever it'll burn down there that's considered vegetation.
I was going to say, because I heard you say zero visibility. I'm thinking, oh, shit.
Yeah, right there by the co-op or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty sick and got the trees and bushes and everything behind, all sorts of vegetable stand and everything. I'll let them know, but that's pretty bizarre that it's right over the trees like that and you couldn't hear it even approach. But it approaches silently and as it leaves, it sounds like it's the helicopter.
Yeah, just said. I don't know.
Okay, well, we got the rest of you driving around so you need to see anything.
Bye. During a interview with UFO researchers several days after this event, the officer with the Department of Natural Resources and security guard at the Brookville Lake Campground region said he was not entirely certain the object was a helicopter. He also added that the object caused what he claimed to be a panic at the Brookville Lake Campground area, saying that campers and other people in the area were alarmed by the low-flying object. And interestingly enough, several weeks before this event, a separate and unrelated helicopter crash happened at Brookville Lake when a helicopter collided with the low-hanging telephone and power cables that traverse the Brookville Lake campground region. In the final analysis, we must consider the possibility that this entire event was generated by a collective misidentification. Keep in mind, the primary witness initially said the object was visible from her vantage point 2 days in a row, and she described it initially as exploding fireworks surrounded by a halo, also observed by officers in the area. Was the Butler County witness observing a star or planet in the evening sky, and did the police officer responding to the scene also misidentify a celestial object? Did a misidentification of a celestial object near Butler County, Ohio, trigger a misidentification of a helicopter in Brookville, Indiana? Or were they even observing the same thing? The primary claimant in Butler County, Ohio, did report that the object, from her vantage point, appeared to head into the area of Brookville, Indiana. And while people in Brookville, Indiana were on alert for an object with a halo around it looking like the umbrella of firework effects, a security guard at the Brookville Lake campground observed what he presumed to be a helicopter hovering directly overhead, yet making no noise despite being at treetop level, comprised of only red lights. This is Kenny Young reporting on the event taking place on August 9th of 2002 in Butler County, Ohio, and Franklin County, Indiana. Thanks for listening.